Good morning, everyone. And now we are back to Power of Thought. This is an Avyakta Murli of 25th December 1969. There will also be such a stage in which whatever thought arises in someone else's mind, it will reach you in advance. There will be no need to speak or hear that, but it will only happen like that. That you can read the thoughts of others. When you fully apply a brick to your own thoughts, the brick should be powerful. If you are not able to merge your thoughts, you will not be able to understand the thoughts of others. That is why you are told to continue to finish the expansion of thoughts. The greater your power to merge thoughts, the greater the power will be to understand the thoughts of others. Because of going into the expansion of your own thoughts, you are not able to understand yourself. So how will you be able to understand others? This is why you will continue to reach this stage number-wise according to effort. This is also the sign of the perfect stage. You must check yourself in these aspects to see how close you have come to your perfect stage. So this Murli is of the date 29th December 1969. Baba is telling here about the stage of perfection. Whenever there is any particular stage, there are signs and if you start to understand those signs, or if you start experiencing those signs, if you start seeing those signs within yourself, you can conclude, you can deduce that you are coming to the stage of perfection. Here, this is something which Baba is speaking something about, which is in English known as thought reading. In psychology, it is known as thought reading. Many times Baba has said in Sakar Murli that Baba himself is not a thought reader. Baba is not a thought reader, but thought reading is a sign of perfection. A person who is becoming perfect never wants to read anybody's thoughts, but it comes on its own accord. He doesn't try, he doesn't want, he doesn't covet it. He doesn't desire it, because reading thoughts of others is considered as a siddhi. It's an occult power. People use it as an occult power. In India, you must have seen that kings or saints or devotees, seekers, go to sages and saints and they sit in front of them. The saint opens the eyes and tells the person the reason for his coming to him. So this is something which is known as thought reading. In psychology, this is known as non-verbal decoder. A thought reader is known as the non-verbal decoder. Decode means to unearth the mystery, to reveal the mystery. Somebody who is decoding it, just as Dennis Benn had given a series of lectures on decoding Bhagavad Gita. I don't know how many of you have heard that. Decoding Bhagavad Gita. So, here Baba is talking about an absolutely subtle stage of the mind. Where? What happens? There will also be such a stage in whatever thought arises in someone else's mind. It will reach you in advance. There will be no need to speak or hear that. It's something like telepathy. What happens in telepathy? There is a sender, there is a receiver. I am sitting here, the person is sitting in front of me or somewhere else. I send a thought and he receives it. He sends a thought and I receive it. This has less to do with spirituality. This is done by all the scientists, and they have done lot of research on this, on telepathy, science of telepathy, clairaudience, clairvoyance. These are known as psychic powers, and there are ways and means to develop these powers. Our aim is not to develop them, but as I said, the more and more you go towards perfection, many things start happening in the inner world. Not only that, you also start to understand, you also start to know what are the things which are going to happen in future. Say for example, what is going to happen in today, in this afternoon, this evening, what is going to happen? We call it touchings. This is quite prevalent amongst Brahmins. They said, I got the touching. Yeah, Amrit Vela Baba gave me this touching, and the same thing happened. There's something, as I was talking the other day, the telephone telepathy. There was a lot of studies done in United States on this, that you are receiving a call, you have not seen whose number it is, there's a ring which is ringing, your phone is ringing, and you think of a particular person, yeah, that person must be calling me, and you see, yes, that is the same person who is calling you. So this is something which is known as telephone telepathy. It often happens, that's what it is said, that it has nothing to do with spirituality even. For non-spiritual people, materialistic, worldly people, mundane people, this happens. Those worldlings who have nothing to do with religion, even this happens in them. So, this is something which is known as, you know, why this happens. This is really an interesting topic. What they say is, there is not one mind, there is not so many minds, there is one mind, which is known as universal mind. There are individual minds, and there is something which is known as universal mind. So all minds are actually linked with each other. And every mind is vibrating like this, okay? Every mind is connected to one particular mind. How strong is the connection? It depends on that. Suppose a mother is in India. Her child is in London. The child gets an abdominal pain. The child has met with an accident. Suddenly the mother knows something wrong has happened somewhere. Why this happens? There are so many people who are dying there. But she doesn't get the touching every day. She is getting the touching on that particular day. Why? Because they are very closely linked with each other. They are already bonded. So is it possible that if we are very much closely related to all the souls of the world, we will get to know what is happening in them? Probably. We don't have that feeling of universal brotherhood. If we develop that feeling, it is possible that we get to know what is there in everybody's mind. Just as I gave the analogy of mother and child, if I become world mother, then is it not possible that I get to know what is happening to every child? If I become world mother, if I become world father, Jagat Mata and Jagat Pita. So, here Baba is saying, there is no need to speak or hear, but it will only happen like that. It will happen on its own, without any intervention from your side, without any one of your effort. It will happen on its own, that you can read the thoughts of others. When you fully apply brick to your own thought, now, this is the thing. How this will happen? When you learn to apply brick to your own thought, in Sundays of, in this 31st December of Vyaktavani, Baba has said, about break, rokna, control of mind, the stage of control of mind. Order means order. You get an order, you should be able to break, apply a break. So, the break should be powerful, but, you know, somebody had sent me a very beautiful article. What is the most useful, what is the most, what you can call is, utility of breaks. What is the utility of breaks? What is the answer? Breaks, why breaks are necessary? That is the last answer. Many people had given so many answers. Why brakes are necessary in vehicle? Many people had said, because accident, to prevent accidents, then why brakes are necessary? We know where to stop, where not to stop, to reduce the speed. Then, what are the other advantages of brakes? Economy, okay. Brake to the vehicle, I am talking of brake to vehicle. To stop the vehicle, to stop the car, that's why brakes are necessary. If you don't have brake, if you are just going like that, you will meet with an accident. But as Shambhai said, brakes are needed so that you can drive fast. Has anybody thought of this answer? Brakes are needed because with brakes, when you have brakes, that time you can drive with full speed because you know that you have brakes and those brakes are powerful and you can apply them anytime you want. So brakes are needed for this, to drive fast, to go fast. That's for safety as well. Of course, all those reasons are we know, but this is a new thing, to go fast. Is it not a new thing? It's the way you see it, of course. But this is, I am talking in terms of efforts, even in terms of purusharth in spirituality. When you know that you have powerful brakes, you can go fast. So here Baba is telling to apply brake to your thoughts. Your thought power, your brakes should be so powerful that you should be able to get situated in a particular stage which you want. Whatever stage you want. It's actually a sign of perfection. It requires a lot of effort. That's why Baba in this Murli said, practice, practice, practice. Keep on doing practice, keep on having attention. Keep on practicing, practicing, practicing. You know, there is a very beautiful saying by one boxer. One boxer, a world famous boxer, was asked once, what are you doing? What is the secret of your success? What are you doing now? He said, I am practicing. Okay, that was his answer. What are you doing now? I am practicing. Okay, what do you do when your opponent is practicing? I practice. I am practicing. Okay. What do you do after defeating your opponent? He said, practicing. Practicing, practicing, practicing. What do you do when your opponent is sleeping? I am practicing. Practicing has nothing to do with winning or failing. You are practicing. Practicing itself has become such a joy. The journey itself has become so beautiful, that destination, whether it will come or not, I don't know. But the journey itself is so beautiful. This practicing, what we are practicing a stage which is beyond this body, a bodiless stage. Is it not a joy in itself? Super sensuous state. Bodiless state itself is a joy. It is not an end. It is not a means, it is not just a means, rather it has become an end in itself. So, if you are not able to merge your thoughts, you will not be able to understand the thoughts of others. Merge, this is an English word which is used, in Hindi Baba has used, vicharo ko sankalpo ko sametna. The more you can do this, the more you can stop. You can continue to finish the expansion of thoughts, sankalpo ka vistar. Sankalpo ko sametna. So what will happen? Ye sankalpo ka jo vistar hai, that will not happen. This expansion of thought will not occur. Otherwise, thoughts keep on going here and there. In the same Avyakta Murli, Baba has said, you are masters, I'm Malik. You are masters. You are master of your own stage. You are master of your own stage. But yes, if attention is going here and there, then what to say? Should we call ourselves masters? We are masters. There's a beautiful poem where the poet says, I am the master of my ship. I am the captain of my ship. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship. I am the master of my fate. I cannot say that, in yesterday morning's Avyaktamani, Murli Baba has said, my karmic account is like that. They keep on giving excuses, karan. You have to give nivaran, but not karan. They keep on giving Nivaran because you have to do Navanirman of this world. If you keep on giving Karan, circumstances were like that. Problems are like that. My karmic account is like that. The thing was like that. If you keep on giving these reasons, you will never reach that stage of perfection. So here Baba is saying, that is why you are told to continue the finish, to finish to expansion of thought. The greater your power to merge thought, the greater the power you will be able to have to understand the thoughts of others. Because of going into expansion of your own thoughts, you are not able to understand yourself. So how will you be able to understand others? That is why you will continue to reach this stage number wise according to effort. This is also the sign of perfect stage. You must check yourself in these aspects to see how close you have come to your perfect stage. So, in this paragraph, what Baba is saying that is stage of perfection. What is the sign of stage of perfection? To read the thoughts of others. Yeah. Yeah. Soul. Yeah. 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 See, right now, these Murlis, first of all, you need to understand, these are not ordinary things which Baba is talking here. These are the stages of perfection. These are very, very deep Murlis, all of these. This is a sentence from the Murli of 70. So here, Baba is 69. Baba is talking about stages of perfection. In stages of perfection, all these things, as I am repeatedly telling, they are coming on their own. A person is not trying to bring them all. All things are coming on their own. Now, coming to your question. The moment you keep on, your stage is going ahead, there's no question of getting affected. If you are still getting affected, you have not reached this stage at all. What we are thinking is, suppose a person comes and he is having impure thought. Okay? And if I go in front of that person, definitely, if his thoughts are powerful, I will get influenced. But this is an ordinary stages. We are not discussing these stages. We are discussing stages of perfection. I am discussing those stages who have already crossed all these stages. These are very preliminary stages, whether you are still getting affected by impure thoughts, where you feel that these people have got impure thoughts. We have advanced so much in this stages of purity, after this only this stage is coming. This is the stage of Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, or all our Dadis. This is, now again, coming back to your question. If a person comes in front of me, okay, in Hisar, there is one sister, Ramesh, she is the in-charge sister, she is from Sakar Baba's time. There is a very good incident in her life. Once, she had gone for service somewhere, Sister Ramesh, and she got late. And she was in some village, and she was not getting any vehicle. There was a truck which was going by. She stopped that truck. She was alone, a young female. She was alone, young lady. And the driver said, okay, come on, I will drop you to Hisar. And the driver made her sit. As they were traveling, as the truck was advancing, his thoughts started changing. He started developing all the sensual desires. He did not go in that direction. Rather, he changed the direction of the truck and he went ahead 7 to 8 kilometers in another direction. Because his mind had become impure. But Ramesh Ben sensed this. She got to know that he is going off the track. This is not that path. She immediately gets situated in that, in her saman, in her self-respect. That who I am? I am Shiv Shakti. And she started relating knowledge to him. At the end of the discussion, that person felt penitent. And he said, please forgive me, you are my mother. Please forgive me. And he turned back the way, his truck. Came to Hisar. Not only that, she asked her, you can drop me here. But he said, no, I will drop you to your center. So she reached, that truck reached center at 12 midnight. So, you know, this is also a sign of sort of purity. When you reach that stage, the other person's impurity cannot influence you. If it is influencing you, probably you have not practiced self-respect much. Probably our love for God is little less. When we feel His canopy is on my head, nothing can happen to you. You may sense that some person is having impure thought, but his impurity will not reach you. His vibrations cannot reach you. You have to get situated in that powerful stage of purity. That is why all these things are there, all these dharanas. Why the Amrit Vela is necessary. Why every day we need to have pure food. Pure food means not the food which is prepared by yogi and which is eaten in yogyukta stage. So all the yuktis which Baba is telling us, this is for increasing our purity. The more our purity increase, we will not get influenced. If any person, even if he comes like that. Another thing is that if we get influenced, the best thing is to move away from that place. Do not stay in company of such souls. If, you know, this is what is told everywhere. During the period of sadhana, when you have yet not become spiritually matured fully, and if you feel that, let me go and see how much is my spirituality, let me go and sit in the cinema hall and see, let me watch and see whether I get situated, I am supremely pure soul, I am supremely pure soul, I am supremely pure soul. This will be downfall. So many sadhus, so many yogis, so many tapasvis, they had female devotees, female bhaktas, who used to do their massage, their service, and gradually there was a downfall. They thought that we have reached that higher stage of purity, but there was a downfall. The test of sex is fall of man. It's not that so easy game. So that is why when a plant is small, you need to protect it. Once it becomes a banyan tree, then you can tie an elephant and it will not fall down. But during the period of sadhana, you have to avoid mixing with worldly minded people. You have to avoid going with worldly minded, those worldlings who have worldly desires, worldly ambitions, everything worldly. Because those people are living in that world. Their thoughts may influence us. We are just a sapling. We have yet not become spiritually so advanced, so powerful. That is why, you know, this Madhuban, why it is here? It is away from this world. Baba selected this place. This is an ashram. So calm, so much tranquility, so much serenity, away from the hustle and bustle of this world. You need such atmosphere for spirituality. Yeah. So I can talk with you personally on this. I can talk to you personally on this maybe one of these days. Because in this general class we can't discuss direct such matters. Because, you know, this is a very, very important subject. And again, coming back to the same paragraph, what Baba is saying, we have to reach the stage of perfection. And the sign of perfection is that you start reading the thoughts of others. Now here, what you have to do is, Baba has said many times, you have to feel the pulse. What that other person wants. Suppose a person comes to you and he is a student. He wants to get success in his exam. You started telling him about purity. He will run away. Something which is known as body language. Understand body language of the person. Suppose you are narrating Gyan to somebody and from his body language you understand he is getting bored. But you have decided, I have to tell. That should not happen. You have to understand the body language. You have to understand their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions. And then only. But all this, how this will come? This will again come with the level of purity. The slate of our mind should be clean and clear. The slate of our mind should be clean and clear. If there is a waste, if there is a past, if there is a negative there, how can we know what is happening in this mind? That is why, as I said, there is one universal mind and all minds are connected. If our mind becomes clean and clear, we start knowing what is going on everywhere. And we start giving them the same thing, the same dose. Somebody is the person who requires oral tablet, we'll give him oral. Somebody requires admission in ward, somebody requires admission in ICU, somebody requires OBD care treatment. What one requires, zoje vanchil, what is needed, we will give to that person. Om Shanti.